Nesechtes Kedushin, Daf Samach Dalet, two lines from the top of Daf Samach Dalet and Aleph, after the Mishnah. And the Mishnah begins, if Yaakov says about his daughter Rachel, Kedashi Espita Iktano, that was Mekadesh my daughter, who is Iktano, or Kedashtia Begrashtia Kashi Iktano, was Mekadesh, and I divorced my daughter while she was Iktano. And in both of these cases, Varei Iktano, and at this point, she is still Iktano, and therefore, he still has the ability to be Mekadesh her and to divorce her. Nemon, then Yaakov has an amanus to say so, and therefore, in the first case, she would be considered Ishish. And in the second case, since Yaakov said he was Mekadosh his daughter Rachel, and he ultimately accepted a divorce for her, therefore we would believe him, and certainly Rachel at this point could get married, but she would not be able to marry Kain as she's a Grusha. And as Rashi says, L'paisel menakuna. And the Mishnah continues with another case. If Yaakov says, Kedashtia v'grashtia kashi ktana, that was Mekadosh my daughter Rachel, and I accepted a divorce for her while she was a ktana, but at this point, Rachel's already gdeila, ain't a nemon, and Yaakov is not believed, and she would be mutter to get married to a Kohen, and certainly she would be mutter to get married to anyone, as we wouldn't believe Yaakov that he married her off or that he divorced her. And the Mishnah continues, Nishbesu b'disia, ben shiktana, ben shikdela, inin emon, that if Yaakov says that my daughter was captured and then I redeemed her, then it doesn't make a difference if at this point she's still a ktana or if she's already gdela, then Yaakov has no nemonis. And Rashi explains that if we would believe the father that she was actually captured, then I rape psul kuna, and she would be puzzled to a Kohen, which as we will see, doesn't only mean that she would puzzle to marry a Kohen, but she would also be asked to eat truma if she's a bas Kohen, mishum safek zayna, as potentially she was a zayna, or be gemara and farish taima, and the gemara will explain this case to the Mishnah. The gemara begins, maishna reisha, maishna seifa, was the chilut between the first case of the Mishnah, where we said that if Reuven said, kedashis bita yektana, or kedashtia v'grashtia kashiktana, that very ktana that he's nemon, why is it that in the last two cases of the Mishnah, where Yaakov said, kedashtia v'grashtia kashiktana, very gdoilo, that he's not nemon, and why is it where Reuven said Nishbesu b'tisya ben shiktana ben shikdeila, that even while she was a ktana, he doesn't have an amanus to say that she was captured and therefore she's pasul l'kuna? And the Gemara explains that Reisha b'yodei, then the Reisha at this point she's still a ktana and therefore the father still has the ability to be mekadesha and have her divorced. And this way, since it's b'yodei, so therefore he has an amanus to say that she's mekadesha and she is divorced and therefore she's pasul l'kuna. However, sefer la b'yodei, since it's the sefer, she's already a gdeila and therefore the father has no more control over her. And he can't accept Kedushin, and he can't accept her get. And certainly in the case of a Shvuya, a father doesn't have a control, give her over to a captive that's over Gechavim. And as Rashi says, and therefore, he's not Nemon. And the Gemara is, how can you say that in the last case of Nishbe Subadisera, Ben Shiktana, Ben Shikdela, he's not Nemon because it's not Biyodai to pass her from Kuna at that point? Since the Mishnah stated that that case is applicable, even if the girl is still ktana, but lemaisa while his daughter is still ktana, the kapasal makuna, that the father has the ability at that point to marry off to a chalol, and that would pass her from kuna. Number one, she would be usa to a kohen in the future. Number two, even if she'd be a bas kohen, she'd be usa at that point to eat truma, and therefore, just like he has the ability to go and pass her in the kuna, he should also have the ability to say the nishbe supadisia, and therefore she's pasal in the kuna. And Rashi at the end of Diva Maskel, Kareb the story ben Yehuda points out, that why didn't the Gemara say that the father has the ability to pass law from Kuna by marrying her off and then accepting a get for her? At that point, she becomes a Grusha and she'll be Pasla in a Kuna. And Zok Rashi, Hasim Kuna Pasla, Mitchuma Le Pasla. Over there, Ena Khanami, she'll be also to marry Kain, but she'll still be Mutta to Ichuma in Bas Kain if she's a Bas Kain. Alvanish base, but the case of our Mishnah where she was captured, Psula Apana Chuma, she's Pasla even from eating Chuma, and therefore the Gemara will only ask questions where this woman will become pasul minakuna, and not only will she not be able to marry a kohen, but even if she is a bas kohen, she would at this point be pasul to him eating truma, and will be also for her to eat truma. Mori answers, holy kasha, that this is not shver, because Rabbi Dostoy ben Yehuda, that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Dostoy ben Yehuda, the Amar b'nei Yisrael mikveh tayra l'chalolin, that if there's a girl who's Yisrael, or a bas kohen who's a kasha, that gets married to a chalol, the din is that that children will actually not be chalolin any longer, because we go bust to the mother, and since the mother is not a chol, therefore the child will no longer be a chol, and since the child is not a chol, therefore it's impossible that the mother herself will become pasul kuna. Therefore, by the fact that her father could marry her off to a chol, is not a reason why we should say that the father is nemah to say nishbe subutisia, because certainly he doesn't have the koyach to pasul him in a kuna. And the Gemara is, for Rabbi Yehuda l'asil l'mamza, einu chenami, if he'd marry off to a chol, that she would not become pasul, but l'maisa, a father has the ability to marry his child off to a mamza, and at that point, certainly she'd become pasul asal minakuna, and she'd be asked to marry another kohen, and even if she's a bas kohen, she'd be asked at that point to eat truma, and therefore l'chayra, the father should have an amanis to say that my daughter was captured, and therefore she became pasal minakuna. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Kiva, in the Chinami, our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, the Amma in Kedushin Taifim Chayvi Lavin, who holds that Kedushin is not Taifis by Chayvi Lavin, and since this is an Issa for Bas Yisrael to marry a Mamza, therefore Zok Rashi, the Embiad HaAvlasiyah, El Misha Kedushin Taifim Ba, and certainly a father doesn't have the ability to marry off aside for those people that Kedushin Taifis Ba, and since this Kedushin would not be Taifis, therefore certainly that does not prove that the father has ability to pass the law, and therefore the father doesn't have the ability to say Nishbeis, as Lemaisa, there's no reason to believe the father that she was actually captured and became pasul menakuna. And the Gemara continues that even if you want to say that Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, that in kedushin taifsim b'chayvi lavin, but the Maisa we know that Rabbi Kiva holds that although benegea all chayvi lavin kedushin is not taifis, but benegea manel kain gadol he learns a special limud that kedushin would be taifis, and therefore Rabbi Yada lesia manel kain gadol l'chayu in a case where his daughter that's a ktana is an amana that the father has the ability to marry her off to a kain gadol, and since kedushin would be taifis when he marries it off to a kohen gadol, and we see that the father does have the ability to pass him an akuna, and therefore the father should also have the ability, and we should believe him when he says that she was nishbeis and she was captured, and therefore she's pasul menakuna. And where do we see the Rabbi Kiva hold that kedushin is taifis b'chayvi lavin when it's almanah kohen gadol? Rabbi Simai, as Rabbi Simai teaches us, the Tanya Rabbi Simai Oimer min hakol is Rabbi Kiva mamza all chayvi lavin. Rabbi Kiva says that any child that is born from that union will be a mamza because kedushin is not taifis by all chayvi lavin. Aside from where an amana has a relationship with the kohen gadol, because over there kedushin would be typhus, and therefore the child is not a mamza. And the Torah states in Pashas Emma, amana gush v'chalal zaynas el loyikach ki im besulim me'amav yikach isha. And the next pasuk states v'loyichal zara ba'amav ki anei Hashem mekadishai. And we learn out chalulim isa ve'inayis mamzerim. When an amana marries a kohen gadol, then she creates chalalim, but there is no creation of mamzerim, and therefore we see that it must be kedushin is typhus. As the klal is that any time that kedushin is not taifis, then the child that comes from that union will be a mamzer, and any time that kedushin is taifis, then it does not create mamzeris, and therefore we see that in the case of a manal kain gadol, Rabbi Kiva holds that kedushin is taifis, and therefore l'chera it's biyode of the father to marry off his tana that's an amana to a kain gadol, and that will pass him an akuna, and therefore we should believe the father when he says nishbeis, and therefore he could pass his daughter. And the Gemara answers kira b'shevev. Our mission is going like the shita Rabbi Shevev, who learned the din of Rabbi Kiva differently. As we will see, Rabbi Shevev actually holds that Rabbi Kiva holds not only is in kedushin tefsim ba by almanah l'kayin gadol and by all lavin, but even by an issa say. And for example, if a father marries his daughter off to a mitzri and a daimi, whereas it's only an issa say, that kedushin is also not taifis and it will also create mamzerim. Therefore, it's not biyad the father to marry his daughter off as an almanah to a kayin gadol. And the Gemara explains where do we see this din of Rabbi Shevev? The Amma, because Rabbi Shevev stated over the tzaveh. Akiva ben Yosef, let us come together and scream on the shita of Akiva ben Yosef, that he stated kol she'in labia b'Yisrael hablab mamzo, that anyone that is an issa to have beer with in Klal Yisrael, then the din would be the in kedushin taifsin, and therefore if you have a union with that person and you have a child, then the vlad would be a mamzo. And the Gemara continues hanichla Rabbi Shevev itam anafshik shapir, that if Rabbi Shevev is saying his own svara and he's including even those who are chayiv based on the issa say, then certainly it makes a lot of sense that a father has no ability to marry his daughter off to anyone that will be asa to him and anyone that will pass him in akuna. L'maisa, Rabbi Shevev holds that l'fira b'kiva, the din is that kedusha is not taifis not only by chayvi krisis and chayvi lavin, but even by those that are only an isasei. However, elei l'afukim mitam Rabbi Simai kasi, if Rabbi Shevev is only arguing on Rabbi Simai and he's not including chayvi asei, and he only came to argue on one point that he says that it's impossible Rabbi Kiva would say by almanah l'kayin gadol that kedusha would be taifis and in kedusha taifis even by almanah l'kayin gadol, but by those isurim which is only an issa asei, then even Rabbi Kiva would be moida that kedushin is taifsin ba. So Rabbi Yada l'asiyah l'chayv asei, then l'chayra l'fiyu Rabbi Shevev, there is also a situation where it's possible for a father to marry off his daughter and pass him an akuna. That would be in a case where Yaakov marries off Rachel to a mitzri or to an adaimi, where it is only an issa asei, and therefore kedushin would be taifis even l'fiyu Rabbi Kiva, and they would pass him an akuna, and therefore l'chayra, how can a mishnah state the nishbeis b'disiya that by Iktano, he's not Neman, if L'chiri it's B'yodai to be Mekadishar to someone that is us to based on Isasei and Pasul Menakuna. And based on this last question, the Gemara now is stuck and L'chiri has to figure out how to explain our Mishnah as to why the din is that one once a woman is a gdola, then the father has no amanus to say kedeshtiyah v'grashtiyah. And also, why a father does not have an amanus to say nishbeis v'tisiyah when his daughter is a tana and when she's a gdola? And the Gemara therefore states Amar Vashi v'tisbara the lemaisa, the original pshat he said that the chilut between the reisha and the sefer is reisha biyadei and sefer la biyadei is not valid in any case because reisha mishum biyadeihu. How can you say that the reason why the reisha that he has an amanus is because it's biyadei nihidi biyadei lekacha? Although it's true that potentially it's biyad the father to go and accept kedushin for, but biyad legasha, do we think that it's really in the father's power to have her daughter divorced? Of course, the husband has to divorce her, and it's even bal kachach of the father and of the daughter. Va'oid ilo ama hayd le'nicha begava mi motzu bekadosh nali bal kachay, and even benegayah kedushin, it's also not biyaday, because if Reuven would say that he doesn't want to be mekadosh Rachel, certainly Yaakov can't force him to be mekadosh his daughter, and therefore that's also not considered biyaday, and therefore you can't say that the chilah between the reisha and the seif is the reisha biyaday and seif la biyaday, and certainly even the case of the reisha is not a case that's biyad the father to be mekadosh or to divorce his daughter. Based on these questions, therefore we change the pshat in our mishnah and elam Ravashi. Therefore Ravashi explains reisha rachmana himne kravuna, that the reason why we believe the father in the reisha is because the Torah specified and said that we believe the father when his daughter is a tana, as the pasuk states as bitin nesafil isha zeh, and therefore the father has an amanus. How do we know that father has an amanus to ask his daughter midiraisa shenem, as the pasuk states as bitin nesafil isha zeh? And we learn out that the moment a father says as bitin nesafil ish, that I gave my daughter over to a man, so at that moment also he asks her akuli alma, as we're not sure which man he gave her over to, and therefore we have to be choishish for the kedushin, and therefore potentially she's married to anyone in the world, and therefore she would not be able to have a relationship with anyone in the world. And then when the father clarifies and he says hazeh to this specific man hetira, then the father has the ability to matara to everyone, because we know that he married off to this specific man, and therefore once she would receive a get from that man, she would be able to marry everyone else as well. And therefore Zokra Bashi bin Asun himne rachman alav, that the only time that we believe the father and that we have an amonis on the father that he married off the specific man is only b'negei in the suyin, and that's why in the reisha, as long as she's either a knayra or a ktana, then he would be believed because the Torah gave him an amonis. However, as Rashi says, al begeres le'mishtei yikra, the pasuk is only talking about a ktana and naira, the naira ksiv hilkuk le'mehem mishagadla, but once she becomes a gdayla, the Torah took away this amonis, even if he claims that I was mekadosh her at the point in time that I had the ability to do so, and it was while she was a ktana or naira. Even so, the gzeres hakasuv was that a father only has an amonis on his daughter while she's a ktana, but once she's already gdayla, the father does not have an amonis any longer. And Rav Ashi concludes b'shvuya lo himne, this gzeres hakasuv in the Torah was only relevant to nisuyin of a ktana or a naira, and it was not relevant to a father stating that my daughter was captured, and therefore even though this girl is still a ktana, the father does not have an amonis to say that she was captured. And ayin d'achrenim that discuss that l'chir, why did we say amigui, that since the father could have said that I married her off to an issa say where she would be pasul in a kuna, and l'chir is simply based on amigui, we should also believe the father that his daughter was captured and therefore she became pasul in a kuna, and ayin b'achrenim. And also ayin d'achrenim who asked that l'chir, how does the Gemara keep asking questions that maybe the father has the ability to marry off to someone that she's also to, but maybe the Torah only said has beaten the sapalish hazeh, that the father has the ability to marry off his daughter to ktana or naira when he marries her off to someone that's kasha, but maybe the Torah never gave the right to the father to marry off to someone that she's also to, and ayin b'achrenim. And we continue with the new Mishnah, misham b'shas misasa yeshli banim neman, if Reuben is about to die and he says to his wife Rachel that you should know I have children and therefore you will not be zakuk liyibum, and therefore he's trying to be makel on his wife, he would have nemanis. However, yeshli achim inu neman, if Reuben says at the time of his death that I do have brothers and therefore you will be zakuk liyibum, then he would not be neman. And the Gemara begins, Alma nemel hatev ve'in nemel esa. We see over here that a husband has the ability to mat his wife that she should not be zakuk liyibum, but he does not have the ability to asura and make her zakuk liyibum. And the Gemara states, Nein masis like Rav Nosson. Let's say our Mishnah is not like the Shita Rav Nosson. The Talmud was learned to the Braisa b'shas kedushin omar. If Reuven said at the time it would be mekadosh Rachel, that you should know that you should get married to me, as even if I die and we don't have children, you will not be zakuk liyibum, because yesh lebanim that I do have children, and therefore you will not be zakuk liyibum. And then b'shas misa omar. And then at the time of his death, he changes his position and he says, Ein loy banim, that I don't have children and therefore yizok libum. Or b'shas kedushin omar, Ein loy b'achem. Or at the time that Reuven is being mekadosh Rachel, once again he says, don't worry about being zok libum because I don't have brothers and therefore you won't be zok libum. And then b'shas misa omar, at the time of his death, he changes his position and he says, Yesh le'achim, that I do have brothers, and therefore you would be zakeh le'ibum, nem le'hatav ve'in nem le'esar, then he only has the money to be matar, and therefore we believe Reuven's original statement that he has children, and we believe his original statement that he doesn't have brothers, and we don't believe Reuven's second statement that he doesn't have children, and that he does have a brother, because that would ask this woman, and he's not neman to ask her. These are the words of Rebbe, and that's exactly like a Mishnah stated, that if someone said, b'shas misa, yesh li bun, but he's neman, but yesh li achim ein neman, because a person is neman lahatim, but ein neman lesa. However, Rabbi Nassim Eime, af neman lesa, Rabbi Nassim said, but again, this b'risa, then in that case, we do believe him regarding the second statement, and therefore, Rachel will be a shemer yavam, and she'll be asa. And clearly from this b'risa, it seems that Rabbi Nassim argues on a Mishnah, and the Gemara answers, Amar Rav, Rav explains that really our Mishnah could even be going like the Shita Rabbi Nassim, and our Mishnah, Rabbi Nassim would agree that a person is neman lahatim, but ein neman lesa. However, Shani Hassam in the b'risa, the reason why Rabbi Nassim says Reuven even has the ability to ask Rachel and to make her shemeres yavam because kivin v'shas misa kahadabe in mekushtakama, since at the time that he's about to die he was hadar and he was chayzer from originally stated, so we would say that it makes sense he's telling the truth right now as he has charata and he has a guilty conscience and therefore he wants to set the record straight and therefore make sure that she'll be a shemeres yavam and not be ivan issa deraisa. As Rashi states, Shani Hassam b'risa kivin v'hadabe midibur kama v'shas misa, since at the end result, at the time of his misa, he was actually chayzer from his original statement that kushtakama shloihei oven talibai al mastisin shloim b'shas kedushin ein liachem. But in the Mishnah where he didn't say anything at the time of kedushin, ki ama hashi yeshli ein neman, at the point that he's about to die and he says I do have brothers, he's not going to be neman. The lutzuru kamachavin, it must be that he wanted to be mitzara and cause it to become a shemer zyavam. The Gemara continues. Amalei Abaye, Abaye responds back to Rava, v'lav kol dechenu l'chayr it's a kolshkein, and we should say the opposite svara. Hashto umah hasam to kamar le'debur amr kushta kamar madoch in the brayso, where Reuven changes his position and therefore he shows that at one point he lied. Then we're going to say that he's still telling the truth at the time of misa. And Rabbi Nassim says af nemel esa, so masis le'kamar le'debur le'kolshkein. Certainly on the Mishnah where Reuven never changed his position and he only said something at the time of misa, so certainly we should believe him. And why would it be that Rabbi Nassim would agree in the case of the Mishnah that nemel lahata ve'in nemel esa? Based on this question, elam abaya. Therefore, abaya comes to be mefarish towards Rabbi Nassim, and he says Rabbi Nassim would actually be moida in the case of the Mishnah, and the reason is because Mastisin loy musulim ba'achev loy musulim bebani, that the case in the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where we did not have a chazaka that Reuven had a brother, and we also did not have a chazaka that he had any children. And therefore, mistama, if Reuven would have died, we would have said that Rachel could go and get married, and she's not going to be zakeh liyibum. We have no reason to assume that Reuven had any brothers, and therefore Rachel will not be shemeres yavam, and that mina kivin loy musulim bebani v'loy ba'achi. And then we say that since we don't have a chazaka that he had any children, and we don't have a chazaka that he had any brothers, Amar yesh li banim neman, then if Reuven prior to dying says that you should know I really do have children, then he's neman, because at that point he's not changing her status. As prior to Reuven saying this, Rachel wasn't zakeh liyibum, as l'maisa there was no chazaka that Reuven had any brothers. And at this point, even if we will believe Reuven, so it's true that Rachel will also still not be zakeh liyibum, and therefore there's no reason and there's no downside to believing Reuven. However, yesh li achim in neman, alav kol kamina the asla kuli amo. However, in the Mishnah, if Reuven would say that you should know I do have a brother, then he's not going to be neman, because at that point he's actually telling Rachel, since it's loy musik lon bebanai, that since there's no chazaka that I have any children, and now I'm telling you that I certainly have a brother, so now you'll be zakeh liyibum and you'll be shemer yavam. Certainly, we will not believe Reuven to change his status, create an issa on Rachel of loisia isha mesa chutz lishzar and make her into a shemer yavam. Therefore, zakta baya, the Reb Nassim will definitely be maskim in the case of a Mishnah. However, Abaya continues that Braisa, in the Braisa, with his machlekes between Rab Nassim and the Tanakama, we continue on Daf Samach Dalan and Beis, the Muxalam Ba'achev Lo Muxalam Mebani. We're talking about a scenario where originally there was a Chazaka that Reuven has brothers and there's no Chazaka that he has children. Therefore, based on the status quo, we would say that Rachel will become a Shemer Yavam, because Lemaisa, there's no Chazaka that Reuven has children, and Lemaisa, there's Chazaka that he has brothers, and therefore it should become a Shemer Yavam. And in that scenario, when at the time of Kedushin, Reuven stated that you should know I do have children and you should know that I don't have a brother, so in that case he was trying to pater Rachel from Yibum, and in that case certainly at that point we will believe Reuven, because Damina Mali Shaka, as we have a Svara of a Mali Lishaka that might come a Lemitri Miyavim, that Lemaisa, why is it that he was saying that I don't have brothers and I do have children is in order to pater from Yibum, Matzi Amma Patanul Chabigita, he could say that I'll make this work, and even without you believing me, I could just give Rachel a get at this moment and say the get shebichal a moment before I die, and this way she won't be zakeh liyibum. Yibam, and therefore, since I have Malad Shaka, so you have to believe me that I don't have brothers, and I do have a child. And the Gemara continues, however, if at the time that Reuven's about to die, and he changes his position, and instead of saying that I have a child, he now says that you should know that I never had a child. He says that although originally I said that I do not have brothers, you should know I do have a brother, and he wants to strengthen the original Chazakah that was prior to his Kedushin, where it was Muchsalon Ba'achay, V'loy Muchsalon Ba'bane, and in that case, there was Machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Nosson. Rebbe Salvin Malad L'Shaka Ki Edim Damim V'Asa Edim Akri Chazakah. Rebbe holds that since originally, when Reuven said that I do have a Kedushin, either that I do have children, or that I don't have brothers, and therefore Rachel is not a Zakah Libam, and we said we believe him based on the Malad L'Shaka. So once there's a Malad L'Shaka, then it's considered as if Reuven is actually like Edim. We look at it as if two Edim came to Bezin, and they testified that Reuven doesn't have a brother, and Reuven has children, and therefore the Edim come and are Ikud original Chazakah. Therefore, at this point, when it's prior to Reuven's death, and Reuven now comes and tries to change his original words, and he tries to be Chazer, and he wants to say that he should know that original Chazakah was correct, and I do have a brother, and I don't have children, and certainly Reuven cannot go against Edim, and therefore Rebbe stated Nemelahata that we believe Reuven in order to be Mata his wife, and that she will not be a Shemeres Yavam, but the Maisa when he's Chazer at the time Misa, ain't Nemelahasa. However, Reb Nosson Sover, Reb Nosson holds Malul Shakik Chazakah Dami, that even when Reuven said at the time of Kedushin that he should know I don't have a brother and I do have children, and therefore there's no reason for my wife to be a Shemeres Yavam, that is not better than a Chazakah, and therefore Leyas Chazakah V'Akri Chazakah L'Gamri, then Reuven's words at the time of Kedushin could not be Eikah, the original Chazakah, where it was Lum Chesloim Ba'achi V'Loim Chesloim B'Bani, and therefore when prior to dying Reuven states that L'maisa you should know that the original Chazakah was correct and I really do have a brother and I really do not have children, then we would have to go based on the original Chazakah, and therefore Rachel will be required to receive Chalitza. As Rav Nosson stated in the Braisa, Rav Nosson Imeh Af Nemel Esa, that Reuven would still have the ability to be machish his original words and to be machish what he said at the time of Kedushin, and now state that you should know that I really do have a brother and really I don't have children, and therefore this woman is a Shemeres Yavam. Rachel will be asked to marry anyone until she receives Chalitza from his brother. And Rashi points out if Reuven was never Chayza Havishari La'alma, we would be Mata Rachel to go and get married, and we would not be Chayshish that maybe the original Chazakah is correct. As even though Reuven's Malad L'Shakah, which is considered like the strength of a Chazakah, is not like the original Chazakah, or Reuven Mi Yisrei, certainly it was married a Chazakah. Therefore, and at any point that he was not Chayza from his original Diba, Reuven did not contradict his original Diba that he said at the time of Kedushin. Certainly, we would believe Reuven, as certainly Reuven would not want to cause his wife to do an Avera and not go and receive Chalitza or Yibam from her brother if there is really no benefit for him. Even though we mentioned beforehand that there is a benefit to Reuven saying that he doesn't have a brother and he has children, because in this way, Rachel would be masking to get married to him as she was nervous that maybe she'll at one point be Shemeres Yavam. Rashi states, V'ilu Isle Achi, if it would be true that Reuven really had a brother, have a Hodeh Be'Bishas Misa, so then once he's already married to Rachel, at that point, there's no benefit for him to keep the lie going, and he would have actually admitted at some point that he had a brother, and this way, Rachel wouldn't be in a matzib that she would be Ivan Issa. At that point, the concept of Ein Adam Chayta B'Lei Loi would apply, and therefore, we believe Reuven when he stated that he should know I don't have a brother, and I do have children. Therefore, Rachel will not be Asa La'alma, and the Issa of Leisiya Issa Mesa Chutzal Issa would not apply to Rachel. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and we already discussed this Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph, and the Mishnah states, HaMekadosh Es Bitei Stam, if Reuven goes Mekadosh one of the daughters of Yaakov, and he didn't mention which daughter, and a Begris Bechal, there is no question that a daughter that is not a Naira any longer, and therefore the father does not have the ability to Mekadosh her, is not included in that Kedushin, and the Gemara will discuss what the Chiddush is of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah continues, if Reuven was married to Rachel and Leah, and originally Reuven was married to Rachel, and they had a couple of daughters, and we'll have to see if we're talking about a scenario where Reuven had two or three or multiple daughters with Rachel, and then afterwards Reuven got married to Leah, and they had another couple of daughters. Keep in mind that the Rishonim explained that in our Mishnah we're talking about a case where all of Rachel's daughters are older than Leah's daughters. The Mishnah will now discuss two different cases, and the first case is that Reuven states I was Mekadosh my older daughter, and now we're not certain if he meant the oldest of the oldest group, or he meant the oldest of the younger group, or Reuven possibly could have meant the youngest daughter of the older group. She gdola min hagdola shebiktana is because she is older than the oldest one of the younger group. And the Mishnah brings a machlekes between Ramea and Rabbi Yisi that kulan asur is chutz min hagtana shebiktana is div Ramea. Ramea holds that all of these women will be asa akuli alma because we have to be choshish that maybe they were actually mekudeshes. As Rashi says, kasach kadaitach, that at least at this point of the Gemara we have a habmina hafidu heimea, that even if there are 100 daughters and there is still a suffix on each one of them, even on the second to youngest daughter, there's still suffix that maybe she is still considered a gedola because she's older than the youngest daughter. And the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Yisi Eimei, however, Rabbi Yisi argues our Meir, and he says, Kulam Mataris, that all the women will be mutta, chutz min hagdela shebegdelis, aside from the oldest group. And as Rashi says, because Rabbi Yisi holds that the loy machas in shlemeim milsa, the leisa beil de sheilu chachamim, that there's no shaila, that a person would not want to say something where it'll have to come on to a shaila chachamim, and a person wants to be clear when he makes a statement as to which daughter he wants to be mekadesh, and therefore certainly when a person said that I was mekadesh my older daughter, he meant to say I was mekadesh the oldest daughter, meaning the oldest of the oldest group. And the Mishnah continues and brings a similar machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisi, benigei the opposite case, and kidash is bita hektano. If Reuven says I was mekadesh my daughter, that is hektano. Ve'ini yadeya im ktanish shebiktanis, ktanish shebigdeilis, gdeilis shebiktanis, shektanim and ktanish shebigdeilis. And we're not certain if Reuven meant to say that I was mekadesh my youngest daughter, who's the youngest of all the daughters, or did he mean to say I was mekadesh the youngest daughter of the older group? And there's even a possibility that maybe Reuven meant to say that I'm being mekadesh the oldest one of the younger group, because Lemaisa, she's still the youngest of the youngest daughter in the older group. And in that case, once again, Ramea states that kulan asuris chutz min hagdela shebigdeilis div Ramea, that all of them will be asa aside from the oldest daughter of the older group, because certainly she can't be called a ktana. However, Rabbi Yisi Eimei, once again, Rabbi Yisi says that a person would not be machas nafshel sveika, and therefore kulan mataris chutz min hagtana shebigdeilis. When a person says that I was mekadesh my younger daughter, it must be that he was referring to the youngest of the youngest group. And the Gemara begins discussing the first case of the Mishnah, where we mentioned how mekadeshes bitei stam ina begris bechlal, and it's mashma that there were more than two women in that case. And for example, there were three daughters that were ktanis or nairis, and there was another daughter that was a begaris. And in that case, the Mishnah said that although they maybe there's a suffix benegay to other three daughters, however benegay to begaris, there's no shayla that the kedusha was not typhus, as certainly a father cannot be mekadesh a begaris. And the Gemara therefore asks, haktanis bechlal, it's mashma that any daughters that are ktanis are bechlal the suffix, and each one of them would need a get misafik, as maybe the father meant to be mekadesh them. And of course, a father has a power to be mekadesh his daughter that's a ktana or a naira, and therefore the Gemara states shmas mina l'chayru, it should be a raya from a mishnah that kedushin she'im resun l'biyah have a kedushin. And in this case, if it's true that Reuven had two ktanis and there was a shayla as to which one is mekudeshes l'chayru according to the mandama that kedushin she'im resun l'biyah lo yav a kedushin, then the kedushin should not be chal on either one, as l'maisa this husband will not have the ability to have biyah with either one of these women, because there's always a suffix that maybe he's being mizana with achayis ishtai. And l'chayru, based on the fact that it's mashma from the mishnah that ktanis are b'chlal and there is a suffix on the ktanis and you need to get from both of them, so l'chayru it's muchach from the mishnah that kedushin she'im misul l'biyah have a kedushin. And the Gemara answers hachem ha'iskina k'she'in sham el g'deilu v'ktana, that in the chenami the case of a mishnah is not talking about where there were multiple daughters. Yaakov only had two daughters, he had one daughter that was either ktana or naira and he had the ability to mekadesh her, and he had one daughter that was a begaris and therefore he did not have the ability to mekadesh her. And in this case the mishnah stated how mekadesh is bitei stam in a begaris bechlal, and the only one that is bechlal is only the daughter that's a ktana. But in the chenami, if there would be multiple daughters that are ktanis, then the kedushin potentially would not be chal on either one, because we would say kedushin she'im misul l'biyah lo yav a kedushin. And the Gemara asks, how can you say that there were only two daughters for begaris ktani? It says a lashon begaris, which is mashman of multiple daughters that are gedolos, and therefore l'chayra, since when it says begaris there were multiple begaris, then it must be that there were also multiple ktanis as well. And therefore l'chayra, back to the original question, that l'chayra is kedushin she'im misul l'biyah and should be lo yav a kedushin. And the Gemara answers, my begaris begaris ta'alma in a chenami, really there was only one ktana and one begaris. Even though the Mishnah used a lashon rabim, it didn't mean that there were actual multiple begaris that were here, but it meant to say that in any case where there's a father that has a begaris, in those cases those begaris would not be a bechlal. And as Rashi states, begaris ta'alma shall call ish for ish hamakachim es b'neseim stam ina begaris bechlal haktanis bechlal. Certainly the case of the Mishnah is k'goin d'leka el chodik tana, as we explained. Rashi then continues and points out that certainly even if there would be multiple g'dayles, the same din of the Mishnah would apply apply, but the main point of the Gemara is that if we're going to say that the Mishnah is talking about multiple Begaris, then L'chira, it should be the same B'negei Ketanis, and there will be multiple Ketanis, and in that case we would have a Raya that Kedusha Mesirah will be a Lo Yavah Kedushin, and therefore we wanted to say that Mishnah is talking about a case with only two daughters, but in Chanami, if there would be multiple daughters, but there was only one Tana and multiple Begaris, then the same din of the Mishnah would apply, and we would not be able to bring a Raya that Kedushin Shem Mesirah be a Havi Kedushin. The Gemara continues and asks that L'chira, now that you're telling me that our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Yaakov only had two daughters and he had one Ketana and one Gedoyla, therefore the Gemara asks, Pshita, Begris, Maya, Vidatayu, that's Pashut, that the only one that would be a Mekudeshes is only Ketana, as certainly a father cannot marry off his daughter that's a Begaris. And the Gemara answers, Hachamay Skinan, the Shavisa Shliach, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even in a case, Rachel, who is a Begaris, was Memana, her father, to be a Shliach, to be a Makabal Kedushin for her. And therefore, at this point, Yaakov has a right to be Makadish his daughter that's a Ketana, because of course he has a right to be Makadish any daughter that's a Ketana, and he also had a right to be Makadish his daughter that's a Gdoyla, as his daughter that was a Gdoyla was a Memana him to be a Shliach, to go and find her husband, and to go and be Makadish any person that he finds suitable for her. And therefore, the Gemara explains the Chiddush of Mishnah, that Ma'ar Tema, one may have thought, Ki Makabal Kedushay, Adaiti Dedaka Makabal, that when his father was Makabal Kedushin, he actually had Das for his older child, and not for the younger child, as that is the Derech HaOlam, or at least there would be a suffix as to which child he was Mekadesh, Kamash Bon, and therefore the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, L'shavik Inish Midi De Islaya Nominei, a person would not leave go of an item where he has an ability to do something and receive a Hana, as he will keep the Kesef Kedushin, where he's Mekabal Kedushin for his daughter that's a Ketana, for other Midi De Islaya Nominei, and he'll go and do something, and he'll be Mekadesh his daughter that's a Gdoyla, where he won't receive any Hana, because of course, when he's Mekabal Kedushin for his daughter that's a Gdoyla, he's acting like a Shliach, and therefore the Kesef Kedushin would belong to his daughter that's a Gdoyla. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us, Eina Begris Bechlal, even where Yaakov was Mekadesh his daughter's stoma, that he only included the Ketana, and he certainly did not mean to be Mekadesh his daughter that's a Gdoyla. And the Gemara continues and asks that L'chir from the Lashon of Mishnah, it's mashma that this din would be applicable in all cases, and Mile Askinan, the Armalei Kedushai Lach. L'chir, it seems that our Mishnah could even be talking about a case where Rachel was Memana, her father, to be a Shliach, to be Mekadeshah, and she said to him that you will keep the Kesef Kedushin, and even over there, where there is Hanah to him, we would still say that Yaakov went and was Mekadesh his daughter Tzitana and not the Gdoyla, and L'chir, the original Gemara Svarah does not apply in that case. And the Gemara answers, Afil Hachi, L'shavik Inish Mitzvah Ramila, V'Avim Mitzvah L'Ramila, even in a case where all is equal, and he would receive the same monetary value, both of his Mekadesh his daughter Tzitana or Gdoyla, even so, it must be that Yaakov was Mekabal Kedushin for his daughter Tzitana, because at that time he's performing a Mitzvah, and as Rashi says, Beat the Ketana D'Ramila L'Asiya, or Mitzvah Hu Alav, and therefore it's a mitzvah for a father to marry off his daughter, and certainly he'll go and marry off his younger daughter and not marry off his daughter that's a gdoyla, because there is no mitzvah that's mutal on him. And Rashi says el shliach ba'amu, and he's only a shliach v'hi yesh lo das l'hasiyas atma, and she has her own das in order to go and marry off herself, and therefore her father is not necessarily going to be concerned about marrying off his daughter that's already a gdoyla. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Mishiyesh like Sheikh Kitabanis, if Reuven had two groups of daughters, and we explained that Reuven got married to Rachel and he had multiple daughters, and then Rachel died and he got married to Leah, and then he had multiple daughters which were all younger than the older daughters that he already had from Rachel. And the Mishnah brought a machlekes between Ramei and Rabbeisi in two cases. Number one, in a case where Reuven said, I was Mekadesh my older daughter, and number two, in a case where Reuven said, I was Mekadesh my younger daughter. And the Gemara says, Vitzricha, the Mishnah had to tell us that there's machlekes between Ramei and Rabbeisi in both of these cases. And as Gemara explains, the Ashmina Kamaisa, as if we would have said that there's machlekes between Ramei and Rabbeisi in the case where Reuven said, I was Mekadesh my daughter, that's a Gdoyla, maybe B'hakam Rameya, that only over there did Rameya say there's a suffix, to keep in the Ikka Zutramina, because Lamaisa, since there's anyone that's younger than that daughter, L'hak Gdoyla Karila, therefore he would call this daughter the Gdoyla, Al-Baha, even Maidle Rabbeisi, the Tana, L'hak the Tana, the Kula Karila, that certainly when a person says the word that I was Mekadesh my younger daughter, he means to say that I was Mekadesh my youngest daughter, and over there would not be suffix, and certainly the only one that would be Mekadeshes is the youngest daughter of the youngest group. And therefore, Kamash Blon, that Ramei is Koylik on Rabbeisi, even in the second case of the Mishnah, V'yit Ma'Bahar, and we can only discuss the second case of the Mishnah, maybe we would say, B'ha Kam Rabbeisi, is only in this case Rabbeisi said that we're not Mesupik, and certainly Reuven meant to say that I was Mekadesh my youngest daughter of the youngest group, Al Bahach, but in the first case of the Mishnah, where Reuven said it was Mekadesh the Gdoyla, a Meidler Ramea, maybe over there, even Rabbi Yisi would be mighty to Ramea that there's a suffix, and maybe Reuven meant to say as Mekadesh, the oldest daughter of the youngest group. Therefore, we have to say that it's machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Ramea, even in the first case where Reuven said as Mekadesh the Gedoyla, and even over there, Rabbi Yisi says that a person is like Machus Nafshe Lusveka, and certainly he meant to say that I was Mekadesh, my oldest daughter of the oldest group, and there was no other suffix at all. And therefore, as the Gemara says, Tzricha, we need both of these cases. The Gemara continues, Lomeimer, Ramea Savim, Machus Inish Nafshe Lusveka, that according to our Mishnah, it comes out that Ramea holds that when someone says something, they're not careful necessarily with their words, and even if it'll come out a suffix, that is not something that they're bothered by, and therefore, it's possible that when he said Gdeilo Ektano, he didn't necessarily mean the oldest or the youngest, and it could have been any of the other girls aside for the youngest in the first case or the oldest in the second case. And Rabbi Yisi Sava and Rabbi Yisi holds Limachas in the Shlusveka, that a person would not get themselves involved in the suffix, and therefore they're careful with their words. And when they said Gdeilo, they meant Gdeilo Mamish, and has to be the oldest of the oldest group. And when they said Tano, they meant the youngest of the youngest group. The Ibchashiminlu, the Maisa, we see is just the opposite svaris in the Mishnah Masechta Nedarim, the Tran, as we learned in the Mishnah, Hainoida Ada Pesach Osa Cheyigia. If Reuven made a neder, and for example, he said that it's also for me to have enough from food until Pesach, then he's also to have enough from food until it reaches Pesach, and not until after Pesach. However, if Reuven said Ad Shehei Pesach, until Pesach already passes, then Osa Cheyetze, then he meant to say that he's also to have enough until Pesach is completed, until the end of Pesach. However, when he says Ad Pnei Pesach, till the face of Pesach, so Rameya Oime Osa Cheyigia, Rameya holds it means that he's also until Pesach comes, but not on Pesach itself. And Rabbi Yisi says that when a person says Ad Pnei Pesach, he refers to until the end of Pesach, and therefore he's going to be also until the end of Pesach. In this case, we see Pumfakat, that Rameya is holding that Loimachus Inish Nafshe Lusveka, and therefore when he said Ad Pnei Pesach, he only means until the earliest point. And Rabbi Yisi holds that he's going to be also to have a no until the end of Pesach, must hold that Machus Inish Nafshe Lusveka. And the Gemara answers, Einachanami, Amrachnina Bavdime, Amrav, Mechlefis Hashita, that will have to switch around the Shita of Rabbi Yisi and Ramea in the Mishnah Masechta Zedarim. And Einachanami, our Mishnah is correct that Rabbi Yisi hold that Loimachus Inish Nafshe Lusveka, and Ramea hold that Machus Inish Nafshe Lusveka, and that's why in the Gemara Masechta Zedarim, the Mishnah would state Ramea says that it's Asa Achi Eitze, and Rabbi Yisi would say that it's only Asa Achi Egia. The Gemara brings a riot that they're correct to say Mechlefis Hashita, because Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa, Zeh Klal, this is the general rule, Kol Shez Mana Kavua, Va'ama Ad Pnei, if there's something with his Manas Kavua, and a person uses a Lashon of Ad Pnei, Va'meya Oime Achi Eitze, and Rabbi Yisi Oime Achi Egia, so we see in the Braisa that it was Mechlefis Hashita, and therefore it makes sense that the Mishnah Masech Lundarim will also be Mechlefis Hashita, and this way we won't have a stira on our Mishnah. And the Gemara continues, Oma Baya, Baya explains, Machlekes B'shtei Kitei Banos, that the only time we have Machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi in our Mishnah is only when Reuven had daughters from two separate groups. However, if there would be only one group of daughters, and for example, Reuven was married to Rachel, and they had three daughters, and then Reuven said, I mekadesh my daughter that's a gdeila, then certainly he meant his oldest daughter. And certainly we would not say that he meant his middle daughter, who is the gdeila of the ktana. And similarly, if Reuven would say, I mekadesh my younger daughter, he didn't mean his middle daughter, who is younger than his oldest daughter, and certainly he meant his youngest daughter. And when he wants to be Mekadesh his middle daughter, he will always use her name and not call her either Gdeilo or the Ktana. And Amalir of Adaba Masla Abaya, so of Adaba Masla Set Abaya, El Me'ata, if you're correct in your understanding, and we continue on Daf Samach Heil Menalev, in the first case of the Mishnah, where Reuven said, I was Mekadesh my daughter that's a Gdeilo, and we stated that there's a suffix as to which daughter he meant, and he could have meant any of the daughters from the older group, as they are all older than anyone in the younger group, and he also could have meant the oldest of the younger group, as she is considered the older one of the younger group, and even could have meant the middle one of the younger group, because they are still older than the youngest one in that younger group. And Rav Adaba Masna, therefore, Es Abaya, Em Tzoyi Shebekat Shniya Tishri, L'cher Koin Tiyasvara, at least the middle ones that are in the younger group should be Mutta, as we should never think that he meant to say that it was Mekadesh those middle ones, because even though they're older than the youngest one, but L'cher, he should have called them by their name. And L'cher, by the fact that our Mishnah seemed to say that this is a suffix on all of the Tanais, and not only on the oldest one of the Tanais, it's muchach that even when you have one group of daughters, that there is still a machlekes between Ramei and Rabesi, and Ramei would still say that they don't necessarily call the middle one by her name, he would potentially call her the older one, as she's still the older one of the youngest of that group. And the Gemara answers that in the Chanami, Hachamai Skinim, that you can't bring a raya from the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is only discussing a case where Reuven was married to Rachel and he had two older daughters. Then Reuven got married to Leah and he had two younger daughters, and therefore there was only one older daughter and one younger daughter in the younger group. And as Rashi says, b'she'in sham b'katshniya shum emtsayis, that in the second group of the younger daughters there was no middle child, l'hachi tani asuris kulan, and that's why the Mishnah stated that l'fira meya, all of them will be asa, and certainly the two in the older group will be asa, and certainly they will be called the older ones, and certainly the older one of the youngest group will be asa, because she's the oldest of that younger group. But avliyave hasan emtsayis, but in chenami, if there would have been a middle child in the younger group, havi tani mastis in chutz b'naktanis shabitanis, v'loyavi tani chutz b'naktano, then in chenami, not only would Rameya say that the only one that is not asa is the Ktana, but he would have said that the Ktana, as well as any child that's not the oldest of the younger group, will also be Mutta. And the Gemara brings a raya that we're only talking about a case where there were two younger children from the younger group, because Bahachinami Mistavro, I'll bring a raya that is correct, the Misa de Ika, because if there was a middle child in the younger group, listenay, then L'chayr, we should actually say in the Mishnah, and our Mishnah actually doesn't mention anything about there being a middle child in the younger group, as the Lashon and Mishnah was, Beni Yadea, we're not sure, in G'dayla Shevigdaylis, if Reuven meant that I was Mekadish, the oldest of the oldest, or G'dayla Shevigtanis, or the oldest one of the younger group, or Tanis Shevigdaylis, G'dayla Medagdayla Shevigtanis, but the Mishnah does not mention there was a middle child, and as Rashi says, that the Mishnah should have stated, Oyem Tse Shevigtanis, we also could be Mesupik, that maybe Reuven meant to say that I wanted to be Mekadish, the middle child of the younger group, and that child would also be Asa, and she potentially could have been called the G'dayla, because she's older than the youngest child of the young group, and therefore Zok Rashi Shema Minah, by the fact that we didn't say that, so Sphir Lay, the Leia Sphir, it must be there, it may hold that the middle child is not going to be Asa, Vichitani Kulun Asuris, and when Rameya stated that all of them are Asa, but like I'm saying, it's talking about a scenario where there was no middle child in the younger group. And the Gemara continues, Vil Tameich, and according to your Svara, that since it didn't talk about the middle child, therefore the Mishnah is not discussing the middle child, then L'chira, we didn't even speak about the middle child in the older group either in the Mishnah, and L'chira would come out that we're not discussing the middle child of the older group, and certainly just like the Mishnah stated that the younger child of the oldest group is certainly a Suffolk Kedushin, when Reuven said as Mekadish my older daughter, he could have meant the youngest of the older group because she's older than the oldest of the younger group, and then certainly the Suffolk Kedushin on the middle child of the older group because certainly she's older than the oldest child of the younger group, and therefore the Gemara is and say Shabbat Rishayna the Vadei Sveik of Asirle, that certainly the middle child of the older group is definitely going to be Suffolk Kedushin according to Rameya because she's definitely older than the oldest child of the younger group. And Mik Tanila, and even though certainly she's including the Suffolk, the Mishnah did not mention the middle child of the older group, and therefore we see that sometimes the Mishnah doesn't mention something even though the Suffolk would still apply, and maybe the same would apply even but again the middle child of the younger group, and even though the Mishnah doesn't mention it. And the Gemara answers, Hachi Hashtra, that certainly you can't bring a raya for the middle child of the older group because Hasan Tanak Tana Didal is Surah, because over there we said that the youngest child of the older group is going to be Asa, and the reason that she is Asa is because she's still older than the oldest child of the younger group, and therefore certainly a child that's older than her, that's the middle child of the older group, will certainly be Asa, because certainly that child is older than the oldest child of the younger group. And therefore, the Mishnah did not have to mention the middle child of the older group, as that would be Pashit, but Hacha, in the case of the middle child of the younger group, Im Isa de Ika Nisnei, if it is true that she will be Asa Misafik, as we will say that although she's not the oldest, but Lemaisa she's older than the youngest child, and therefore there will also be a Suffolk Kedushin on her, that would be a major Chiddush, and therefore the Mishnah should actually mention it. And by the fact that the Mishnah did not mention the middle child of the younger group, therefore it would be Muchach, that we would not say that she is actually included in the Suffolk, even according to Rameya, and therefore we have a Raya to the Sheet of Abaya. And the Gemara continues, Amr of Huna Breda Abishul Rabba, and Sama Gurus, once again, Amr of Adaba Havel Abaya, he is HaPesach Dichikat Achaz Damiyu Pligi, the Lemaisa, we see this Machlekes between Rameya and Rabbi Yisi, in the case where Reuven said that I want to be Asa to eat something or to have enough from something until Pnei HaPesach, and even though over there was only one group, and according to the way that we switched around the Shitas in the Mishnah Masechet Zedarim, Rameya still said that the middle days of Pesach is also called the Pnei HaPesach, as Rashi states, Hel V'yesh Bo'uchim Imenu, since there are later dates of Pesach that are after those middle dates. Therefore we see that even when it refers to a middle group of items, that a person would still call it the Pnei HaPesach and wouldn't specify exactly which day of Pesach. And L'chayr, just like we say such a svar b'negei Pesach, the same would apply if there would be one group of children that potentially, when Reuven said, I was Mekadesh, the older child, then he meant to say the middle child. Or if he said, I was Mekadesh, the younger child, he meant to say the middle child as well. And L'chaira, why do we say that there was no suffix in the case where Reuven was only married to one woman and he only had one group of children? And the Gemara answers, Amalei, Hasa Belisha the Amalekim Mifligi, over there, but again in Durham, the Gemara did not mean that Pnei Pesach may mean the middle days, but the Machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisi is as to Lashon of Pnei Pesach, Masova at Pnei Pesach at Kamei Pischa. Rabbi Yisi holds that the Lashon of Pnei Pesach means that I want to be Asa until the beginning of Pesach, until before Pesach, which is the face of Pesach. Masova at the Mifti Pischa, Rameyah says, when someone says Lashon of Pnei Pesach, he's not referring to the face of Pesach, which sounds like the beginning of Pesach, but he's actually referring to the Mifti Pischa, which means the end, and when Pesach clears away, which is referring to the end of Pesach. And since he meant that his nether should include until the end of Pesach, therefore certainly it includes the middle days of Pesach. And as Rashi says, Hasa B'lishon the Alam Pligi, Demanda Asa La Mishum the Svilei, the Chol Sheyesh Mochum and Medakari Pnei, El Mishum the Mashmalei, B'loshim Nei Adam, Mifne Pischa Kama, Sheya Pesach Panui, Poinu V'Oivar, that it was already cleared away, and it was already completed, and we will stop over here.